extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
You actually wrote in this book, thousands and thousands of people will read this book, but less than 5% will adopt the principles and take the necessary action. And I think that really gets at, to me, what I think is the hardest part, which is the discipline part of it. And so I'm wondering, from your perspective, what is that discipline? Like, what does that look like day in and day out?
If I could only get that number, Stephanie, up to 7%, the world would be a hell of a lot better off.
I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to get it to 7.
Okay, here's what to do. Stop looking at what the rest of the world is doing and start focusing on yourself. And what do you need to do in order to succeed, regardless of what the other person does to succeed? If they take a scooter to work and you're walking to work, don't begrudge the fact that you don't have a scooter. Celebrate the fact that you're going to be healthier. You can look at it two ways. You know, it's the old adage is glass half full, glass half empty. But the new adage is I can take things positively or negatively. My choice.
My choice.
You. If you went broke, if you had all your furniture repossessed, you could either say, oh, my God, I'm going to die, or great, no more payments. That's how I was raised. Great, no more payments.
Right.
And I saw that as a light, and I saw it as an opportunity, and I took advantage of it. Most people don't take advantage of it. They're too busy criticizing it.
Right. And that's what is that what you were getting at when you said before, I want to focus on opportunity?
Yep.
When it comes to discipline?
Yep. Okay. Because we're living right now, a lot of people, you know, you hear all kinds of polarized comments about who's the president of the United States.
Right.
I don't focus on that. I focus on the fact that the economy is booming. I'm going to take advantage of it. I don't care as much about who's the leader as what the opportunity is, and that's how you need to look at it. If you're whining about what's going on, you're going to miss the biggest opportunity of your life.
Right. And so maybe would it be fair then, one way to just distill it down to one sentence would be every day focusing on what the opportunity is.
And
that would make a difference.
It would, yes. Focus on the opportunity that you have for yourself. Focus on that first. Be selfish, because positive attitude is selfish. If you're going to be a successful person, first you have to become the best person you can be for yourself. If you want to be a great dad, first you have to be a great person. Or a great mom, you got to be a great person. Or a great salesman, you got to be a great person. Or a great doctor, you got to be a great person. All of it revolves around who you are as best. And I'm publishing an ebook that's going to go along with my I'm publishing another book called The Sales Manifesto on January the 1st, which will dovetail with all of this because it's all about how to win in our society right now. But you're going to see 100 emails in your inbox between now and January the 1st about how to have your best year ever. And I call bullshit on that. I want you to have your best decade ever. Why would you only want to have 1 year and then fall back on something? I want you to build your foundation, and that's what Napoleon Hill talks about in Truthful Living. Build your foundation based upon your ethics, based upon your desire, based upon your self-confidence, based upon your self-discipline, based upon your enthusiasm, and based upon your ability to concentrate on what it is that you need to do for you first, and then you can start to do for others second.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I mean, this is going back to the story that you told at the beginning about your own journey.
Yep.
If you were to graph it, let's say, would you say that there was a main inflection point when you took this course when you were 28, or was it a bit of a bumpy road after that? It's like you now had the skills, but implementing it was still, you're still trying to figure out how to find the opportunity, or was it a true pivotal 180 moment?
It was not a true pivotal 180 moment other than how I felt about my own attitude. Along the way, my parents passed away. I had a failed business. I had a very successful business. You know, I mean, I don't want to be crude about it, but shit happens. And the way you deal with that determines the outcome. And the outcome is what matters in life. It's not making a sale. It's what happens after the customer takes ownership and how they feel about it. You know, it's not, you don't buy a refrigerator. You buy the refrigerator, take it home and use it. And same with an air conditioner or a television set or a computer or a smartphone. Whatever it is that you buy, it's all about using, not about purchasing. And it's the same in your life. It's all about what you learn and then how you put what you learn into some kind of action.
I was going to say something similar, just that I think a lot of people from what I see in my generation get stuck on the fact that they have something bad happened to them, and therefore it shifts their whole mentality and the mindset that they approach it. But you're saying it's like you have the normal ups and downs. Everyone has them, but it's right. how you deal with them.
The key word is resilience. How you react, how you respond, and how you recover from what happens to you or what is done to you or what is said to you in a moment. If it takes you longer than a moment, you're a victim of what your circumstances are. You have the opportunity to respond any way you want. You have the opportunity to recover any way you want. And you can whine about it or you can deal with it.
Have you ever had in your own life just a period where you feel like you have a lot of back-to-back setbacks?
I've had every experience possible. You know, I have four daughters and four granddaughters, so I'm pretty much all girls all the time. And I have to live in my family world and encourage the women in my family that they're way beyond equal. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as equality in the world. Everyone has some kind of gripe about somebody. And I explain to my girls that they can do anything, be anything they want, as long as they put their mind to it, they're ethical about it, and they work their ass off. It's the success package is not going to come into your driveway because you're hoping for a Cadillac and eating potato chips on your couch. You have to get up and work. And that seems to have been overlooked because so many people make it look so easy online or in social. And you get lulled into the fact, well, hell, they did it. I should be able to do it too. Let me just sit here and have another bag of potato chips. Not going to happen. The people who make it work. So if there's a, you know, the millennial secret is no different today than it was 100 years ago. Work hard. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.